When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am here to play with you today three rounds of mega school trivia. What is mega school trivia? Well, each round, I'm going to ask you either elementary school trivia, middle school trivia, and then some high school level trivia. How well did you guys do in school? We about to find out. That is right, mega school trivia. All right. Let's get right into it. Let's waste no time at all. We're going to go round one, which is elementary school trivia. Question one. When Nemo was put in a fish tank in Finding Nemo, what new name did the other fish give him? His nickname was Sharkbait. Question two. What is the name of the popular toy that you play with by connecting plastic bricks? Oh, childhood favorite. That would be Legos. Question three. Name the Green Guardian of the Galaxy. Obviously, I am talking about Glamora. All right, question four. In sports, what does MVP stand for? That would be most valuable player, you know, just me with every sport I've ever played. I'm just kidding. All right, question five. In the movie Bambi, what kind of animal is Thumper? Thumper is a bunny. All right, next question. What do bees use from the flower to make honey? Oh, they would be collecting nectar. Question seven. In the movie Annie, what is Annie's dog's name? Oh, that dog's name was Sandy. Come here, Sandy. Come on, Sandy. All right, question eight. Whose face is on a quarter? That would be George Washington. All right, question nine. What is the name of Harry Potter's pet owl? Everybody read this in school or by this age. That would be Hedwig, Hedwig the owl. Final question of elementary level school trivia. How many colors are in a rainbow? There are actually seven colors in a rainbow. All right, let's move on to round two, middle school level trivia. Gonna get a little bit harder, everybody. Buckle in. Question one. What's the name of the line that divides the earth in half? That would be the equator. Question two, which character needed a brain in The Wizard of Oz? be the lovable scarecrow. He just, if he only had a brain. All right, question three. What is the color of a ruby? Rubies are red, which actually is the perfect question following Wizard of Oz because she wore ruby slippers. All right, question four. Who invented the telephone? The telephone was invented by Alexander Graham Bell. Question five. What is the largest continent? There are seven of them, and the biggest is Asia. All right, question six. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Sunshine State? Kids, I was just there, and that is Florida, and it is sunny all the time. Even when it rains, the sun was out. I don't know how you guys do it, that magic, but I swear it was perfect. Warm, rainy for a few minutes, and then back to sun. All right, question seven. What is the name of SpongeBob SquarePants' pet snail? Oop, that would be Gary. Question eight. A griffin is a mythical beast that is a cross between a lion and a what? Kind of a hard one. It is an eagle. You got to be up on your mythology for this one. A griffin is a lion and an eagle. Question nine. How many degrees is a right angle? Right angles are 90 degrees. And final question of middle school trivia level. What is the capital city of Japan? I am dying to go there. It is Tokyo. I must see it. I think it's going to be the coolest city. All the technology, all the lights. I am dying to get to Tokyo. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more trivia. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. This used to be my least favorite time of year. Sure, it's getting warmer and school's almost out, but with that warm weather comes allergies. And when my nose is plugged up, I feel like I can't do anything. I'm miserable. I can't taste food or run outside without my nose and eyes watering. I can't even record this show on bad allergy days because my voice sounds like a duck. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can actually breathe better. I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies for about a month now, and it's been an absolute life changer. I spent my birthday last Sunday rollerblading in the park with my dogs and then grilling outside without my nose running like a fountain. Magic. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Please use as directed.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
All right, we are back for round three of trivia. Round three, of course, being high school trivia. And it's going to get a little bit tough up in here. I'm just going to say, parents, I hope you remember high school. Kiddos, I have faith in you really cranking this out. You know what? You're all smarter than the average bear. I'm feeling good about it. Let's get into it. Question one. What is the name of molten rock after a volcanic eruption? I am talking about lava. Question two, the average pickle comes from which vegetable? Cucumbers. You use cucumbers to make pickles. All right, question three, how many legs do butterflies have? They actually have six legs. Question four. What are words that sound alike but have different meanings called? I am talking about homonyms. Homonyms. Question five. How many ounces are in a cup? There are 8 ounces in a cup. Question six, what do you call the colored part of the eye? That part would be the iris. All right, question seven, what planet is known as the morning star or evening star and is the brightest in the night sky? I live in the country, and you can see this when you lay out in the fields. It's so beautiful, and I am talking about Venus. Question eight, which U.S. president delivered the Gettysburg Address? That would be Abraham Lincoln. Question nine, how many Great Lakes are there? There are actually 5 Great Lakes, and I live in Northwest Ohio, so I am lucky enough to be around a couple of them. Lake Erie just being in my own backyard, and it is amazing to live near such cool bodies of water. Midwest coast is the best coast, y'all. All right, final question. What is the imaginary line called that connects the North and South Pole? That would be the prime meridian. All right, you guys did it. You did 3 rounds of school trivia. I had some pop culture thrown in there. I hope you guys had some fun. I want to know how you did. Make sure to head to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know. We want to hear you guys giving us your names and pictures to shout out on our social media and show. So go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and have your parents send us pictures and your shout outs to our Instagram and Facebook pages. They have to include your names or we can't leave the shout outs. So just make sure they are giving us your really awesome names and birthdays. All right. Thanks for listening, Trivia Nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.